Okay, the Muppets are back. Their first feature film in over a decade opens this week.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights.
The movie stars Jason Segel, Amy Adams, and a cast of thousands, some of whom are Muppets, acting like movie stars.
There's only one Miss Piggy.
Only a few journalists were permitted on the set during filming, and one of them was NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg, who met some of the puppeteers who make the Muppets move.
We visited the Muppets, that's the name of the movie, last winter on a huge soundstage at Universal Studios in Burbank, California. Picking our way through tables and cameras and stuff that would make Oscar's trash can look tidy, we found the Muppet diva getting ready for her close-up.
I am so easy. I don't have any demands at all. Merely chocolate in my dressing room, flowers in my trailer. Of course, the trailer has to be a semi.
Since their last big screen encounter, Muppets in Space, in 1999, the Muppets each went their separate ways. But when they learned that their old Muppet Theater in Los Angeles is being torn down so an oil tycoon can drill underneath, they reunite to save it. How? They hold a telethon.
We have Muppets standing by to take your calls.
Yes, we are. Good evening, everyone.
Could I have a large pizza with ham and...
Yes, and boy, do we have a wonderful show.
The movie's Muppet Theater was assembled on a set built for the 1925 silent film Phantom of the Opera. That old stage set, draped with dusty red velvet swags, still looks phantom-ridden.
I'll be looking for Kevin.
Oh, and Sweetum, so we need Matt.
In a cramped balcony box, some Muppets crowd together to shoot a scene. First, puppeteer Matt Vogel has a problem.
I have a place where I can stick my hand through here if I wanted to, and I don't want you to see it on camera.
Muppet Captain Bill Beretta races to the rescue.
I'll have to think about this all day now.
You would think it was Olivier doing Hamlet, but no. Bill Beretta makes decisions like this every other second. It's not that easy being Muppet Captain. Beretta also performs some Muppets. He took on a few characters enacted by the late Muppet creator Jim Henson. Characters like the Swedish chef, Ralph the dog, Dr. Teeth. And Bill Beretta performs some newer Muppets like Pepe, a little Spanish-speaking shrimp.
He's not a shrimp, please. He's a king prawn, okay? It's a big difference. The size is what matters, okay?
Okay. Pepe's performer Bill Beretta says his wife's Spanish aunt was the inspiration.
She had this great way of talking to people. She only spoke in statements. You know, she would say, "This is a black shirt, okay?" Yeah, okay.
Come on, Bill, we go to the mall, okay?
That's what she said all the time. It was okay at the end of everything. So
during a brainstorming session for a 1996 Muppet TV show, Beretta found himself describing his aunt-in-law.
And she was a little bit selfish in a way, and I said, you know, she's very fine, but a little shellfish. And I said, shellfish, by mistake. And one of the writer-directors said, wait a minute, okay, maybe it's a lobster, or it's a crab, or a shrimp. And, oh, maybe a shrimp. No, wait, it's a king prawn, because maybe he has a problem with size.
I love this. It takes a village to make a prawn.
Absolutely.
Totally collaborative.
And I think that was something that Jim created.
Yeah.
That was always the way it was. Just glad to be a part of that process.
Yeah, but how did the aunt-in-law feel? She was not offended?
No, she loved it.
She said, it is okay, okay.
Everybody's making their way in.
Some special guest stars show up to do cameo roles in the telethon scene, helping raise money to save the Muppet Theater. So, also jammed into that small balcony box, Whoopi Goldberg, James Carville, Judd Hirsch, Neil Patrick Harris. The director yells,
"Rolling!"
And the actors start ad-libbing with one another and the Muppets. But hand puppets can't see the stars or anybody or thing for that matter. Movie magic, however, helps the puppeteers be invisible. Muppet Captain Bill Beretta explains.
We have monitors in specific places so that the puppeteers are able to see what they're doing and at the same time see what the other person is doing and at the same time moment-to-moment reacting as an actor would do. So it's all those things that come together at once.
Principal-wise, they need the front row.
The puppeteers have to pretzel themselves out of camera range. They sit, they squat, they belly down under tables, ledges. Sometimes the sets are raised 4 feet off the ground for easier Muppet maneuvering. That's the inside work with lots of lifting. Outside work is even trickier. For a big song and dance number, Hollywood Boulevard was shut down for 2 days. Dancers, human actors, and Muppets all performed in the real world.
We have to be down on the ground with little rolly chairs and straining and trying to get your head down below the shot, and it's much more difficult to be out in the real world.
Here we go.
James Bobin is the movie's director.
Cut. Great, good. Got that.
It's his first film, and he's a total newbie to the Muppets.
No Muppet training whatsoever, as you can probably tell.
So Bobin relies heavily on Muppet veterans like Bill Beretta.
So whenever I have an idea, I say, Bill, is that possible? And he tells me yes or no. Normally he says yes, which is good for me. But there are obviously limitations in shooting puppets. Door handles are a nightmare, always the wrong height. Windowsills, a no-no, very difficult to get around windowsills. Generally, they're hand puppets, so they come from underneath. They often have no legs. Shh, whisper it quietly, don't tell people that.
Now, you would think in this age of computer-generated special effects, they could make some Muppet legs. But James Bobin says no.
This is very much a puppet festival, and it's all about, you know, felt and fur and seeing that for real, not computer graphics.
And won't all the Muppets lovers out there be glad about that?
We are the Muppets.
Hello.
Hello.
Mimi.
Hello.
The Muppets, the movie, opens the day before Thanksgiving.
Boom.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Kermit, has it gotten any easier being green?
You know it has. I think it has gotten easier. I think people are more accepting of green. I know I myself went to a Being Green support group. And it's helped quite a lot. But can I say something directly to your listeners? If any of you wake up in the morning and you find yourself green, I would suggest you see a doctor.
Green's the color of spring. Yeah, green is cool and friendly life.
It's Muppet Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Like a mountain, important like a river, a tower.